When we study, we don't understand the Holy Spirit. He who writes within us these words, we can easily forget. Praise Jesus. Yet he can write within us, even to remind us. Praise Jesus. Like it's written in John. John 14:26. When he will come, he will teach you all things, and he will remind you. We need so much to know him. And the moment you've taken
to
understanding and to know how to repent to him, remember in the same time, we are moving on to see the schemes of the devil,
unto
God and unto his church. And we still see the Spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness. And the spirit of the works of the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. In that issue, we've discovered more how we are going to repent. When he's taken us and flashed back of all we did to him. Praise Jesus. And we shall always do like that on the day of Tuesday. Praise Jesus so much. By name and voice,
Apostle
Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa. Praise Jesus. We're still moving on to study the Spirit of God and his works, the works of righteousness, separating from the spirit of the devils and the works of unrighteousness. And we're moving on to see where we last covered, and we are still seeing the number
666.
How is it done from the spirit which had twisted of the devil?
Where
there would have been the spirit of wisdom of God, like we see through the lampstand, that
he
was the third cherubim, and he was anointed from the seven spirits of the Lord. But the spirit of the Lord was branched out of him, was supplying the spirit of wisdom. He was supplying him wisdom, understanding, and the spirit of counsel,
out
of power, the spirit of knowledge, and the fear of God. Now, when the spirit of the Lord was sourced out of him, he remained with the six spirits, and they are contaminated, and they are full of a curse, like in Psalms 109.
But
remember, he was the third cherubim. Now we shall discover, when we finish the six twisted spirits, we shall have gotten the first six. Now we have to get the other three, and he is the third among them, the dragon, the beast, and the false prophets, get the number 666. Praise Jesus. But as we speak now,
we
saw the spirit of wisdom of the devils, the wisdom which is twisted, which is full of a curse, and we saw the spirit of understanding of the devils, which is full of a curse, which doesn't reach you into total understanding. We saw the spirit of counsel of the devils, which
involves
measuring in seasons and times which are twisted, prophecies which are not standing in the word of God. Right now we are moving on to see the power which is not God, the power of the devils. Jeremiah 23, these verses 9 and 10,
he
speaks that their way is not good, even their power is not good. We've been seeing many things. Powers of darkness put prisons along the world to bind people never to go back to their own country. But we lost the heart that involves even taking our will from us, and we're going to move on right from that point itself. How will they take away our will? And how will they pass in whatever is being made that they can capture you? We shall see in another way, even the dance styles you see in this world, the type of songs we don't understand, Different football clubs you see around. Within them there are powers of darkness.
We
move on, blocking someone from seeing to get understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There is a woman we are going to see.
The
devil was within and she danced. Until the king had no more understanding within him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he even reached of giving up the prophet who was a prophet of God.
These
dance styles you see on the televisions. They even entered the church right now.
They are full
of powers of darknesses. They dance to reaching a level where you have no more sanity within you. For the girl danced and they reached to even ask the head of John the Baptist, for they bewitch you through the dance as you don't know, until the king bowed and he said, whatever you will request, I'll give it to you.
Therefore,
all along has been seeking for an opportunity. And she went inquired from her mother. When Jezebel really sat in the mother, remember, she had created all that evil dances. And the devil trained this girl. And the spirit was within her. And the mother told her, ask for the head of John the Baptist. Let it be brought on a platter.
Remember,
he had ordered them to marry each other with Pharaoh. You know that woman was a brother, was a wife to the brother of that man.
Herod.
He was a wife to the brother of Herod. Now John had hindered their marriage to happen. And the other was stealing the woman from the brother to take her.
Jezebel
had waited for that opportunity. The dancing became a problem that day. This is when you see the dance heaven. The girl's power and all those dancings. He spent the rest within the world. All there is full of immorality and sorcery within them. They bewitch the world
to
take away your will to cease have any sanity within you. In Job 24, verse 9, it tells us this.
Job 24,
from verse 9.
Wabaho abakwakula abatalina kitaabwe okubajja ku mabeere.
Now, as soon as you come on this
world,
they first make you forget your father is in heaven. Now, we as physical fathers,
and
we are taken that those are our beginnings. And they make you someone who is fatherless, and they give you another father. And snatch you from that point. Snatched when they're still in their mother's womb. And they begin to take your will from yourself.
There's
no understanding where you came from, where you're going. They give you other different things. Imagine you're right here. You know the family you come from. But you find yourself you've been put in Karamoja. Even what you understand is to only cover the front of yourself. You begin to see
some,
you have a mother of the children there and the children. But that's all you know, and there are knowing ends there. We will meet you, we will tell you, my friend. When did you reach this end? You begin to look at us and say, hey, you went there, you know you're from. That's how we are. We came from heaven. But no one remembers. For our will is snatched from us. And they give us a new plan. In the path of darkness, they pass through them. They build for it for a long time. As they take your will from you. Right from your breast when you're given birth.
And
they show you another God. And they strengthen and tighten the human brain. They engrave the number 666 through the powers of darkness. That fourth spirit.
Among
the fourth spirits of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They snatch your will from you.
They
don't remember whether they came from heaven or not.
okumanya omuntu gwe bagjeko wirwe,
to prove a person whose will has been taken,
olumu
sometimes
abeera onagamba oba
that says perhaps
nzijukira nga yalinako ekibuga.
I remember as if I was in sitting.
Jukira,
remember,
tulina ekibuga kyaffe.
We have our city in heaven.
Okusinda bwetu nabe bulani
yakubira. According to Hebrews 11.
Abiri mu
22.
Naye kitujira muli.
But it comes within us.
Netuulira nga naffe twagala beera mu bibuga.
Feel we too want to be in the cities.
Kibwe guli.
Is it like that?
Era tudduka mu byalo.
And run from the villages.
Era n'ebyalo kufu batubizimbe bifuuke ekibuga.
We try to build them become cities.
Kulinga abajjamu akantu.
As if sanity is restored in us. And he said, no, no, no.
Remember, they beat down
whoever raises
his hand to
try to access in remembrance.
And when you
build on earth,
our
main city is Kampala, and they bewitch you through that.
Remember,
you have your capital city in heaven.
But
we're fighting,
and here
we think
that
perhaps
the
garden is in the third heaven.
Corinthians 12, from
verse 1 to 3.
And I think
we remember the garden,
for we still make
our own paradise on earth,
and
we try.
The
head is not getting back to understanding,
and the will
was snatched from you as if you're trying to recap it.
I've never
seen someone whose mom has been taken from
them,
but as they are getting back to him,
we try
to call them, but there's a power hindering us to capture them, holding us. Don't remember very well. The city.
You feel I want
to go to the city.
And you reach
this one, it's not enough for you.
No, you go to the one of
America, it's not enough for
you.
You go to Austria.
It's not
enough for me.
And
you reach that, it's not enough.
The
city I'm seeking, which is enough for me, where is it?
Ibrahim,
Abraham fought for it.
That's
in Hebrews.
Ebrania esule yo yekumine
Hebrews 11.
Nyoro mna hapa 10 mkaa
8 to 16.
Eliya anonyeza dala chiye chibuga katonda chiya zima.
For the city they God built.
Nane baba zimba ano taulira
mirembe. They didn't build here, never feels peace among them.
Yani katikulwa nile
yibuga. They're fighting for cities here.
Nitulira mulinga ekibuga.
But we feel the city within us.
Era baba chogera ko tulanga chisaundi.
People begin to feel it sounding in
me.
Yes.
Omwana ali mu kibuga.
My child is in the city. That one which is built very well.
My child
went to California. You speak with pride. You feel you're going that city. It's
that nice.
Because they took our will from us.
You
try to remember where you came from.
And
to do what is there.
Like
the garden of Ventura on paradise.
And
we put gardens there.
I will go
in my garden and post
there.
It would have worked for you. But not coming out complete. That real garden, where is it?
Yet Philippians
3:10
says,
home is in heaven.
And
I came from the mountain of this place.
It
is the clan of so and so. And then you're confused.
And
they took your will from you.
We don't remember, yet
we yearn for them.
But
they gave us other things. And
here,
to be restored wills, we are called new creations. That's where that word came from. That's why we become a new creation. They renew us.
And
they take off all things they put within us which took our will away from us. The word will
is
the word that someone has to understand and make their own decisions which are right. But you
don't
decide as you will. No pastor here wants to be sick.
But
in Jerusalem that's where they can never get sick from. But among us, that's where we get sick to heal all the diseases. We try to bring out the situation of the heaven where there's no sickness. We made hospitals. We have tried prayers.
But
we are pursuing our will which was brought from us. And when you get saved, if the Lord said, let me make a new creation, let the will be restored to them. Let
them
begin to decide what to do. It begins like that a person believes with their heart to
be
given righteousness, and they confess with their mouth to cross over to another side, to be saved, and we restore them their will. And men captured us. They don't sleep day and night. Everything born there, grab their will from it.
Job 24, verse
9.
Ne bajja omusingo ku mwavu. N'okutambula ne batambula bwereere nga tebalina kye bambadde.
Kaakati tutambula bambi.
Now we walk.
Nga tetulina dumbiri okugenda.
We have no body going to heaven.
Ninga tuweza na chima nyanto lina bwere.
But you can never know that you are even naked.
Atunda yajana akugamba kubikuli basatu.
God is the one who comes and tells you Revelation 3:16.
Paka abiri.
And to 20.
Timunange noli bwere
na mwandi yamba. And naked you'd have clothed.
Nze nawe nyamba de ronda ba.
Me I am clothed, don't you see me?
Umanyomo la rubwatu.
You know a mad person is like that.
Umulalo tabira na wiru.
A mad person has no their will.
Irane bwaba itabwerere
bwo man move naked it's you knows and realizes that.
Katonda yachimanye mtifetulina
God is the one who knows that we have no body going to heaven.
Irane bastani bachimanye.
Even the devils know that.
Nyoro kwaba tujjako wiru
kutula banga abamba. Two of our will we see ourselves clothed.
Kubanga bama tujjako wiru.
After took the our will
for us nebibi kakuna.
And we made this which cover the body out of body and we make clothing. And we covered ourselves. Remember 2 Corinthians 5.
See,
be clothed with the body from heaven.
But
right now you are just even mad. You are moving naked.
You have
no even body going to heaven.
But
we see that we understand.
God says
they took our will walk naked, but we don't know that. When you get from this body, you know you're never clothed. Reach there, you can no more do anything yourself. All the parts are exposed.
Out.
They tell you they in hell are clothed. They're whose clothing?
Never
clothed ever since you existed. People in hell, are they clothed? Where did they get the clothing? But they say put on white clothing, which are made from acts of righteousness.
Here
we prove that we are clothed. For they took our will from us. Might I think,
or
to us who are born again, we have restored our will. That's why we obey the Lord.
When
he started to reveal us the secrets. Spirit of powers of darkness.
Capture
you, but you need you until you want to escape. The city. You want to escape, remind me of it.
When
Jesus as he comes. He
John
14. Where I'm going, you know the way.
They
took away from you. We don't know where you're going, even though we don't know. You think what were we telling him? We told him we don't know where you're going. How dare we know the way to there? Jesus was sure that we know where he was going. We are there. But we told him, Lord, we don't know where we're going. Even the way we don't know it. We even don't know where we are. See how you find yourself. You are deep down in the Arabian countries. You even have a big beard with a family. As we look at you, we know you. But you never remember us.
And
you prove that that's your family. A person who came from heaven. But his will was brought from him.
Tell
them you are of heaven. They see where the eye is comfortable. They even show you the graves that have been burying them, the graveyards.
Then
you think they have a will.
They
tell you want to go
home.
Is there anyone here who wants to be buried? But we did because we have no option. But my God. And to bury, you buy them when you're crying.
You
bury him.
Yet
yeah, the truth is, in reality we shouldn't bury. In reality we are spirits. We have somewhere to get back home.
wakati yawe wali keyera ne ministers were the seven and hell. Dafa yaga mandi mukabire kubanga takomye waka. Says pray for them that will not get back heaven. Kalinafu wano tuwa tuzika. As we are buried, we still know. Kalinafu wera mutaka. It shouldn't be the ground. But you too, it is a moment and you get weakened. And you will bury me there. There is nothing to do. We no more understand them. They bury when you're complaining and
giving God.
You discover going out of the body, you discover you're never buried. Now you ask, where am I going?
But
take the will from getting off this body and
the
path through powers of darkness. And when the Lord tells you that he
saved
you through the powers of darkness, he took you the kingdom of his beloved son. It is a very great word. People rarely are saved from the powers of darkness.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But you
bury
them when you see they are not worthy to go to the ground.
I
left you on the earth, my child. I left you in the bush. What is doing in the bush in the graveyard?
And
after some time you say, my child, let me weed you off. My
father,
we buried you, but if it's possible, you come back. As if you believe in resurrection, they beaten. Why you think of resurrection? And the devils beat you immediately in your mind. But you speak resurrection, you wish.
Sort
of calling your forefathers. We are trying to fight to restore those people back. And we have that nature of not dying. The devils ended up coming upon human hands. And they captured us more. How do you understand powers of darkness? But we had that hope. Perhaps they can resurrect. And in our first burial, we used to put food for them there. And we think, they're not dead. And when it was a child, they used to get milk and put it for them there. And when they wake up, they will drink of the milk. And we are trying. And do these men wiped it off our minds? That is impossible. When Jesus came to tell us about resurrection, we wanted to cane him for that. And our hope died concerning that.
And
one thing, let them pass, shake their heads and speak. And we searched out for much sorcery.
They
more to take away from us and bind us more.
Atuli mu Yobu, esula ya 2 mwenya n'olunyi tulikulu wa 10.
Job 24 verse 10.
Era enjala ng'ebalumye betikka ebinywa bakamulira amafuta mu bisenge by'abasajja abo balinya amasogolero gaabwe ne balumwa ennyonta. Abantu basinda nga bali mu kibuga ekirimu abantu abangi. Emmere yaabo emmeme yaabo ebafumitiddwa emmeme yaabo abafumitiddwa neekaaba naye Katonda takibala okuba obusirusiru.
Katonda atukesa n'atulaba nga abamu naffe bitutami.
God reaches us, sees the we're tired of them.
Abalaba babunyabonyeza mu kibuga kye
kimu. And he's up struggle with the city which is there.
Ekyokunse ekitondo.
Which is of this world, a small one.
Enga tuwana naffe yingira kibuga
bali. And we are trying to enter the city ourselves.
Kale oli ne bamusenda.
Another is pushed out of their land.
Nenga kibuga kye kituli
yogo. The city is what is troubling us.
Nagamba naye ekyo si kya busiri.
That's not of the.
Abantu bagezaako okujjukira ekibuga
kya. People try to remember my city.
Niira sitani abalemeddeko.
But the devil is still on them.
And
he comes and steals some of those people. Take them in the villages that they see they may get out of their mind. The pastor used to be in the city.
When you tell
the gospel, they see another situation of the city are going in, which is
good.
But a person being in the village, when you tell the things of the city, and
we
have no that love,
it's
with the things of the city. They are for you, the youth.
Try
to bring us to the city. Try to remember us.
There
are many roads in Jerusalem.
If
you can enter that city.
We have
enough streets within them.
Job 24:13. Abo bali ku mwendo gwabo abajemera omusana. Tebamanyi makubo gaagwo. So, tebabeerera mu mpenda zaagwo. Omussi agolokokera wamu n'omusana.
Kati bwe tubuulira omusana gw'ekigambo.
Now when we preach the light of the word,
wali era abagolokoka nga balina ebifu bye baleese.
Awake and they brought wrong things.
Babitaddemu sente
nnyo. And they have injected a lot of money in them.
Tuli mu Yobu essula ya 24 n'olunyiriri 14.
Job 24:14.
Atta omwavu neyeetaaga. Era ekiro abanga omubbi. Era eriiso ly'omwenzi lirindirira enzikiza ekizikiza.
Balinda ng'okumanya kuweddewo mu bantu.
When knowledge ceases to be the people,
amanyi g'ekizikiza gakola.
And the powers of darkness work.
Okutuuka ng'amazeemu abantu okumanya.
Until knowledge has been wiped from the people.
Balina ekizikiza kingi.
And they have a lot of darkness.
Awo ne balyoka bavaayo.
There they arise.
N'empeta ez'obulogo.
With rings of sorcery.
Emiti egy'obulogo.
With the trees of sorcery.
Ne baleeta ebigwo.
And they bring baskets full.
Nga mugwa eri ebigwo.
And you fall down.
Nga bamanyi temukyategeera wiiro
bagibagye took your will. What are you going to do about that?
Mugenda kuba wanagatebe nga batuula eri
waggulu. You're going to give them chairs sit up there.
Kumbe muli kugasitani kemuwadde
entebe nene. You're going to elevate them on the devils elevated them on high chairs.
Bo bakimanyi kasaba kuba omusana ne bagumala
bo bantu. If they beat the light, strip it off people.
Ogwo okutegeera.
The light of knowledge. Now they arise, come out.
Amanyi gaabwe.
Their powers manifest.
Muba temukyategeera kugaawula oba geegana
agatta. Understand whether it's theirs or God.
Baba abalugadda.
They have already bewitched you.
Tuli mu Yobu essula ya 24 n'olunyiriri 15.
Job 24:15.
Ng'ayogera nti tewali liiso erinandaba ne yeefuula amaaso ge mu kizikiza mwe basimira ennyumba beggalira emisana tebamanyi musana.
They
know nothing of the
life.
They are in your body, in there, and they suck out everything. Every wisdom, they finish it through within you.
Job 24:17. Job 24:17. Kubanga bamanyi ebitiisa eby'ekisiikirize eky'okufa.
Kakati bano bakimanyi.
No, these ones know.
Era bamalayika bano abaagwa.
And these fallen angels.
Bamanyi Abaddoni ne bw'afaanana.
They know Abaddon and how he looks.
Era olumulaba ng'ayitawa.
When they see him
pass. Kukyala ekirala.
They run off to another village.
Kyokka ffe eno tebatuleka tukitegeera nako.
They never let us to know of it.
Waakiri tebalogawo omuntu n'afa ne bagamba abo be bavunaanyizibwa ku kufa.
At least they bewitch someone and they say they are responsible for them.
Kale kisinga okwewuunya.
But what surprises?
Bo bamalayika bali ab'emagombe bamanyi
bulungi. The angels of hell, they know them very well.
Bamanyi ebitiisa by'ekisiikirize
eky'okufa. They know the terrors of the darkness.
Era olumulaba.
And when they see that angel of death,
sikamuduka.
They run off.
Era gy'emizimu oyita Abaddon.
Demons, when you call Abaddon, quickly they run off.
Bamumanyi.
They know that. But we they left us knowing nothing.
Don't
need to let us know any words of God.
Because
what we understand is upside down. They twist them,
they subtract
and add within them.
Until
you have kept within darkness all your days. Until
you know
nothing or understand nothing.
Job
24:18.
Abawambiro ng'amazzi omugabo gwabwe gukolimiddwa ku nsi takyukira awali ekkubo ery'ensuku ez'emizabbibu ekyeya n'ebbugumu bimalawo amazzi agava mu muzira n'amagombe bwe gatyo gamalawo abo abayonoona olubuto lunaamwerabiranga envunyu eneemulyanga ng'ewoomeddwa.
Ndowooza envunyu ya Abaddon
naye
nga batusiba okutuuka ku ekyo
abaluganda
era tebeebaka paka nga bamaze
okukola.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nenga chibabalo muntu obamuleta ku
msi. When they do when a human being is born on earth.
Bamuje bayino mujja ko wiru.
They have to snatch their will, the will from him.
Oba koisa mama wo.
Whether they use your mother.
Basi ngaba bera bajija ku mama wo.
Or if they got it from your mother.
Oba tata
wo. Or your father.
We butere eva bagena koisa mama wo
bara tata wo. They are going to use your mother or father, take it even yours.
Yeye mwenyewe omwana ko mukwata no muwayo.
You are the one who get your child and dedicated to things which are not.
Omulage ebintu ebirala.
And you show the child other things. For you, your will was taken from you. For example, you're a Ugandan.
And
you find yourself in Korea right now.
No,
and you marry from there. You tell children of those things of Uganda. After you enter it in your will,
this
other will given you, you no more understand yourself, your background. That's
right.
Ephesians 2 says,
the
spirit working children of disobedience.
It's
the one working within you no more have a will to decide. That's why
right,
not bad side to get to heaven. Even the way going there is very narrow path. It was narrowed by these powers of darkness.
From
most of what can help us from was taken from us.
Job 24,
verse
20. Alia omugumba atazaala so takola na mwandu bulungi.
You hear very clear. They even go in the wombs. At least they mess the fetus from the womb. That child you're bringing is going to have a problem. Let them not reach up. And they eat right from the womb. Now they advanced science within this issue. They made medicines you
swallow them,
and they burn all the eggs out of you. Repeat that verse and we hear properly.
And this when
the child is just getting greater in the womb, and they mess up the womb. That's why we say stand strong in God. If they don't attack the child in the womb, they will attack the child outside the womb. They waged a war on humanity, and it's a very serious war.
We just
us joking with the devils that we send him in the desert.
He's
even worthy to be there but in the pits of hell.
Amen. Job
24, verse 21. They enter into the womb and they eat up the fetus from there. When they follow this rich one, they make covenants clear. All the children give them to us. And the spirit goes back in heaven. But their coat is not reached earth. You thought it's a joke.
But after
pregnancy, God creates it, they are messing it up. And you give birth, and they make you a widow, and they kill the husband. They take him in a shrine and they suck blood out of him. You must complain towards God. That's the situation they create around.
Job 24:21.
Now what the devil, in this spirit of power, even if you are a leader of what level, and you have how many guns,
pass
through powers of darkness and grabs you until you've made you fall down.
Revelation
16 says, I saw evil spirits going to the rulers of the world and claiming to make miracles towards them. Let me tell you, read the
presidents
and you see your forefathers coming to visit you. Why don't you thank us to greet you with leadership? We are going to pay you. You see, Kadaga is on the mountain of the wizards. She's going to thank her forefathers. But let them ask Nebuchadnezzar, who put kings on the rulership of the world. Nebuchadnezzar praised himself when
demonized him,
and he said he had built a city himself. And the heart of humanity was removed from him, and he was given a heart of a handmaid.
Many years passed him,
he was restored to sanity. They had taken his will from him long time. And he's the keeper, he never understands at all. This is not like leaders only. Although they have no their will, no one understands until they get back to God.
Job 24:22.
Ayimuka,
sete wali muntu asubira okuba omulamu.
If all of us give ourselves and we say, friends, me, I'm from this department, this mountain, take away our hope that we have to outlive all days until we all put that hope down and we begin to give ourselves towards death. And we say our things end. And when see the eyes are becoming to get aged, and you call your own
and
say, my brothers are going, let them be burying me here. But you too, let them bury you next to mine. They'll be next to me. The younger, the older, don't understand. All of them understand was taken from them. Perhaps their spirit was sold.
Job 24:23. Bagulumizibwa ne wayitawo ebbanga tono nga bagenze. Weewaawo bakakanyazibwa. Bajibwa mu kkubo ng'abalala bonna.
Even if it's kings of
hope,
they are taken from the way of life. The Lord Jesus. And they perfect you in other things. Even if you are a leader, they do what they do to others.
Being
with money, you don't tell them that. You tell the devil such. The way he does to the poor, he does it to the rich. That's why the Bible says, and they force the young and the old, the rich and the poor, to have the number. Whether you are rich, you don't tell them your money. What matters, you've gotten your number, their number. That they cast you in hell and the lake of fire. That's what happens. Just like they do to all the kings of the world. All of them, the will is taken from them. They have to control them.
Job 24:24.
Now listen
one.
Perhaps they even took your head off you. Even what you do, as if you have no head and brains within you. And you are just a headless thing. And when you walk, when your head is in their grip, they control you by remote. And they see, when you walk in this world, when you have no heads upon yourselves, headless. Maybe you think it's a joke. Every head of a human being, they are needing their grip. They see they already cut it off you, they are holding it themselves.
Hmm.
Now you walk thinking you have a head upon you. You even touch it yourself. And you think you still have it. But it's cut off already.
Now
you walk in the world when you are headless without heads and brains. This world has issues.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
You may not
have thought of that word deeper. But these men are very wild and mad.
And
you still say the devil in the desert, you even have a problem. That go back with the
sin.
They need to be bound. When your head is not in their brain.
When
you still have your head is full.
Job 24
verse
24. Era abanga sibwe kiri kakano.
We today think. For they restore the will to us. But the others, they think different. People in the world think the same thing. Others have no heads, perhaps. Even the brains are not within them, they are empty things.
And they think
like the way we think right now.
Tuli mu Yobu 22:25.
Job 24:25.
Era obanga si bwe kiri kaakano.
Tobanga bwe kiri
kati. Just as it is now.
Kati olwaliro owulira otegeera.
Then you feel you understand right now.
Olira n'omutwe gwe
gwe. Even the head is, yes, something is in the head.
Nyinza okulowooza Katonda.
You can think of God at least.
Eguru wa mamba
ni okuddayo. Heaven have even get back.
Naye ali eri talina nabyo kulowooza
ebyo. You also have nothing to think of that.
Eguru bwe lijja bamugambirawo teriri.
When heaven comes, they tell them it's not there, they abandon it. Sometimes it's flashed within them.
Are you the
one? What are you thinking now? One day we are passing the space. I met almost all human beings are up there, captured. And they control them by remote from the space. You go and still go commit adultery. You abuse for abuse. You have refused to abuse? So what does it mean? And that is the powers of darkness. People have no heads perhaps. At least you now you can think. Master said these are senseless children. Jeremiah 4:21. And to 23. These are senseless children. They are wise in doing evil. They have no knowledge at all. And no one understands among them. Their heads were cut off. But when you see the world moving, you think they have their head with them. A human being sometimes they can even ask, God, am I feeling myself in my head? I feel as if I'm not in. But they control them in the powers of darkness. Now we pray God.
Yes,
we need to understand salvation. We understand the word called new creation.
For God renews
us and it restores wills which have been taken from us.
And
he restores our heads.
And
we begin to think for ourselves and decide for ourselves. They are in the false prophets. They take your will from you.
Gamba, amina, amina.
Say amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah is hallelujah. You no more control yourself. You too, you are acting like him. And you can never control yourself, each one to love his own style. And other thing that you get from those churches go back home. But your heads, the prophets have them in his home. The one who sins within you what you dream and see, he bewitches your sicknesses. That's all of them to him. He the heads, he has them in his room. What rebels upon him, he steps on it. The devil is striking me.
Hey.
And they will come from the false prophets. Their heads are cut off if you are there. They use magic. And
they
taking your head from you as and you think it's you're having it.
And they bring
the captured inner person. And it's
two.
He has a home is in his store. He says, You, Peter. Bring those millions under your bed.
I
woke God telling you, bring money. They are wizards.
They will
bring your heads, we pray for them. They are taking the wheels from your head and you'll go with your empty head. This man. How many do I touch your heads as I pray for you? If it's eyes, I type the eyes. If you don't tell me the head is sick, I don't touch it. What you tell me is the sick, I touch it. What is not touched,
I touch
your hands where the powers can pass to reach wherever it has to go. For
they are
parts we are created. And
the owner
is the one who touches them and the one he gave them to.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These men are wizards. They can even tell you shut the door. No one gets out with them before we pray for them. And they saw the someone who has not gotten their will from him. There's no getting out. Pray is for force. Let's proceed on.
Tuli mu Yobu esula yabiri mu nya n'olunyiri lwabiri mu ttaano.
Job 24:25.
Era obanga si bwe kiri kaakano. Ani ananumiriza nga ndi mulimba.
Can you
accuse the spirit being false? That some of you don't understand the heads were cut off? When you see people in the world, you think they have their heads. A person who doesn't get ashamed
and came
on the way a man and a woman standing, they are doing some things on the road. You think they have heads?
And you
find the person clothed, it's up there.
Sometimes
they put it properly, they tell you, leave it alone. And they tell you as if you get in line, yet the head has not been restored to you. Lord, has to grab and give what is ours back. Many people moving without heads and headless.
You
tell them now rice is
50 pounds.
Yet they first told them from the room.
All
of you fellowshipping here,
everyone,
wherever they
you are,
the rice
store
is 50, it's for the rice. As you come, you are supporting, Pastor, we are buying. Everything you do is seized right now. When you are
waking,
you eat posho and beans with small fish.
First
night it was like that. Yet he has the head to his side.
Job 24:25.
If you make him like that, I tell you they are happening, I know them. He
never
lies. People as they have heads. And
they
pass over the
right.
And the right of cigarette is dangerous and harmful. And you have a proper head which understands. And you remain smoking it. Let me tell this man in the past and engraved in the number 666 in that false spirit of the devils,
capture
a human being never to let them lose, even almost they cut off their head, lest you think of what you don't want to think of. And this is
where
you're going to pass to microchip. You take off your thoughts and they control them.
They
no time from the beginning they have been doing that.
We are
cutting off our heads and controlling. You think the spirit spoke when it's not right?
Let's enter 25.
Job 25
from verse 1.
Bildad Omusuki naddamu nayogera nti okufuga n'entiisa biri naye aleeta emirembe mu bifo bye ebigulumivu n'ejje lye liriko gye likoma era ani ataviirwayo musana gwe
era ne bubaddi
when you fall in hell, you realize you've fallen in hell. No one will never understand at the end of it all. You will know whatever was done upon you on earth. But we have been highly blessed to understand when you are still on earth. For whatever has been done, they will be shown to them in hell. You falls in hell, you fall and remember everything. And how you moved without a head.
And
you see your head is passing rather there.
Where
is it going? That's why they already had a devil upon them. Now I prove to you. You see these words as they are sacred. But no one is not revealed of them. Then you will fall in hell. You will understand all of them. Even the one in heaven, they understand and they see all.
Atulimu yobu esula yabili mutano. Nolu nyiriri Oroksato.
Job 25 verse 3.
Ejerie liliko jerikoma erani ataviirwayo omusana gwe. Kale omuntu ayinza atya okuba n'obutuukirivu eri Katonda. Oba ayinza atya okuba omulongoofu oyo azaalibwa omukazi. Laba, n'omwezi tegulina kumasaamasa n'emmunyeenye si nnongoofu mu maaso ge. Okusinga ennyo omuntu envunyu n'omwana w'omuntu olusiringanyi
kakati fe yali atulabanga envunyu
omwana
w'omuntu atuyamba tuzaala
and the son of man who helps us to give birth to us
mukama wafe Yesu
our master Jesus
yekalenga yenkana mu mukono olusiringanyi
it was equated to a worm.
We yamala okujja ku nsiko
neetika ebigwa bya this world it was like that. It was a bit greater than us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
is verse Job 26? These three verses. Let's read and you hear.
Job esula yabiri mu mukaga n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Job 26 from verse 1.
Awo Yobu n'addamu n'ayogera nti atalina buyinza ng'omubedde so.
Oh
Lord,
we are
powerless.
Who have
helped us get out of those powers of darkness?
Atalina buyinza ng'omubedde so. Omukono ogutalina maanyi ng'ogulokodde so.
Mutufu.
Truly.
Buyambi.
He is just helped us.
Tetuli muwadde mbavu ezidduka
mangi. Nothing like any strength to realize this. We can never escape. But he's helped us. And he sent his spirit.
Job 26
for 3.
Atalina magezi. Ng'omuwerede so.
Truly.
Everything
was taken from us understanding.
But
God has helped restore wisdom in us.
Amen. N'oyatula bingi nnyo ebyokutegeera obulungi.
Nti mazima n'otunnyonnyola.
You have explained to us. We had nothing against sanity in us.
But those
things in understanding, Lord, truly we thank you. For right now, your words of understanding totally to us.
Job 26, verse 4. Ani gw'obuulidde ebigambo?
Nti ani kuffe gw'abibuulidde? Kuliko awulidde?
Who is there in our heart?
Kuliko ategedde?
Anyone who has understood?
Buulira n'abalala.
You tell even others.
Amen. N'omwoyo gw'ani oguvudde mu ggwe?
Nti mwoyo gw'ani?
And whose spirit?
Ffe baani kuffe abakakasibwa nti twava ku ye.
Are we proven that we came from him?
Era tulina okudda gy'ali.
We have to get back where he is.
Abaafa bakanka. Abafa bakankana wansi w'amazzi n'ababeera omwo
babeereeyo.
They are down there.
Kyabwe kyaggwa.
Their deal was done.
Tebikyaterira.
There is nothing to align
again. Ku nsi kuno ng'emitwe baagibajjako.
For the heights while we move from this earth from them.
Era olumu omwala otanga alaba kati ow'oluganda Dani yali aloseeko baddaani nga bali awo baddu.
Now brother Dan has ever dreamed the Dans when they are seated right beside him.
Bwe yali yakajjano nga bamugamba kufeeno tukulina ati tukulinamu na bangi
photocopies of your designs.
N'omutwe twali twagukujjako dda kati tusobola otondamu nga tusinzira ku
ogwo omutwe. We can create best on you and great others.
Ne tutulonda baddaani ne bakubaakuba wenna.
Dans.
Oyinza osinga mpira oteyo bakabuye ne
bakusambaza and they begin to kick you. And they slapped
me.
If my colleagues are beating me, rather, the will is in their hand.
They are
there to create the one who resembles you and do whatever they want.
The
fallen angels. And they clothe your image and your likeness. Now, brethren, because of those words, tomorrow we want to come see how we can go to sleep from the powers of darkness. And we see how we made a new creation and to continue to avoid such pleasures.
You'll
go and read Mark 6.
Different
dances within their sorcery and magic. Where
you
see most of the clans in the world, they have those powers. God bless you. Thank you for coming.